coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. The phantom track known as Balzac has caused untold hardship for our industry in southern Alberta. When racing left Stampede Park, it was thought that there would be a seamless transition to the new state-of-the-art facility. That has not happened. We're going to look at why and what's in store for racing in Alberta on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. Horse racing in southern Alberta, especially our brand, that being harness racing, is, for all intents and purposes, non-existent, at least for the time being. Everything is headed north to Edmonton and Northlands Park. The harness racing dates there relegated to basically the dead of winter. None of this would have happened if the super track to be located at Balzac would have been built on time. And with me on the other end of my line to help perhaps answer some of these questions is Shirley McClellan. She is the chair of Horse Racing Alberta. Shirley, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm. Delighted to be with you.
I want to ask a question about the standardbred side of the ledger.
Sure.
They were given, obviously, the worst possible racing dates, simply by virtue of the fact that, A, standardbreds tend to be a bit hardier than thoroughbreds and can race in colder temperatures, and, B, their perception on behalf of Northlands that the public wants thoroughbreds and not standardbreds. But it still begs the question, any reason given to you as to why they didn't apply for an earlier start to the year?
Why standardbreds didn't?
Yeah.
The Standardbreds and Thoroughbreds associations both negotiate with the parks for race dates. There's no question that I came into the chairmanship of this organization last fall. I was appointed in, I think it was September, and there was a great deal of uncertainty as to whether Balzac would be available for racing at that time. And as you would imagine, with the number of horses we have and the activity we have in both thoroughbred and standardbreds, that one track simply can't provide the appropriate number of what we call A days. But what I will tell you is this. We've recognized that this is a real problem. We put together a working committee earlier this year, and we simply determined as a board that we were going to give our horse industry here some information on options for racing in 2010 much earlier than we did last year.
Is Balzac a part of those options?
Well, it's difficult to involve something that isn't in place. So what the working committee has done, and we've met a number of times, this committee is chaired by Ken Drysdale, one of our board members who actually works with Community Tracks. It has representation from Northlands Park, from Calgary Stampede Park. Although they're not racing, they hold a lot of expertise in the area, from ASHA and from HBPA, which is, of course, the thoroughbred organization.
Right.
I can tell you this. This committee has worked hard. We've had the information on the committee up on our website. We've invited horsemen, industry people, just simply interested fans to write in with what they think might be solutions. And we've had really quite good response, and I'm very pleased about that.
Outside of Balzac, what are the options, and what are people recommending?
Well, Norm, we probably should have spoken next week, not
okay.
this week. And maybe we will have an opportunity to do that again if
sure.
you think it's useful.
Oh, I think it would be.
The working committee met again last week, had a very, very good meeting, and chair has determined that we will be prepared to tell the industry, and that's the big we.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of the groups that are on the committee, what we see as racing options with what we know for 2010, and do that as quickly as we can after that board meeting.
Should Balzac somehow get back online, that mm-hmm. will be one of the options.
Yeah, it certainly could come into play. The people, the proponents at U-Haw have said their best information is that they could be racing within 10 to 12 months after they commence work.
Is that from Max Gibb?
That's from the U-Haw group.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And so if you take that out, then it would say that the best you could hope for right now is some fall racing days, which would be wonderful.
Okay. Max Gibb has been on a mission to get what I guess is, what, $60 million in funding to build the track at Balzac?
He's on a mission to get it going, yes.
He tends to leave deadlines as floating targets, I think was one of the ways Matt Monaco described it. What's the nature of the relationship between HRA and Max Gibb, per se?
Our relationship simply is this, that we have granted the United Horsemen of Alberta some time ago whether you call it an interim or conditional license to race, and they have to meet certain conditions to keep that license. So that's really our relationship. We don't really get involved in building tracks, although we have supported all of the tracks in the province in one way or another over the years.
In what ways?
Well, some with loans, some with some grants, less of those, of course. But really, our role is to regulate first, to promote, to market. I was the minister that was involved through Ralph Klein. We were given a great opportunity, and in the initial years, there was some transitional grant money. But it was well understood that as we grew and progressed, that we had to stand on our own 2 feet in the industry.
Okay.
And I think, by and large, the industry has believed that and can and believe we can. The difficulty that we have right now and the challenge that we have right now is to have the industry players, particularly ASHA and HBPA, come together and look for solutions that give both breeds the ability to have a quality race meet in 2010.
Well, certainly Max Gibb has to be brought to account. We can't keep hearing the same song and dance.
You know, in fairness, this is a private group who are investing their money in something that would be wonderful and will be wonderful when it's accomplished.
Let me ask you the second part.
I wanted to say one thing on deadlines.
Sure.
I think that this is an issue, and I know this from past experience, that whenever you mention a date, it's considered a deadline. And I think that's a little unfair in this case. I think they've been setting goals that they haven't been able to achieve. Anybody who has tried to achieve financing in today's economic world...
It's tough.
...knows it's tough. And, you know, I'm of the belief that horsemen should be supporting as much as they can verbally. However, the achievement of a second track, but that's their business.
Let me ask you this. You've said on a couple of occasions during the course of this interview that you're very hopeful that racing will take place at Balzac. What is the basis of your optimism?
Well, simply, this group has been so committed to this project, and they have suffered through all kinds of setbacks, and they haven't given up the racetrack and are doing their utmost to achieve that. I guess the other thing is, I know we need a track. It's a great location. It's situated today adjacent to Cross Iron Mills Shopping Center.
Yeah, a fabulous facility from
what
I can see.
A fabulous facility with great synergies. It's a destination mall. We are hope that some of the people who go there would be interested in racing and gaming and visit our facility as well.
And we'll have more from Shirley McClellan once that news comes about the meeting with her working group and what options are available to the horse people of Alberta. That will come up on a very soon-to-be-aired episode of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Borg Communications.